each of us are working on our own. And, you know, we're fighting, we're hustling on our own. And I think what we need to do is we need to band together, collaborate, and say, how can I help you? Share the knowledge, share the resources, bring in everybody else along. Okay, I got the money. Now, how do I help someone else? Pay it forward, pay it backwards, pay it sideways. We have to do this, you know, in order to lift the tide for everyone and for us to be heard. I think that the common narrative that we all have is that we want to see that beauty space be more inclusive as what reality is. That's the way the brand mix and the assortment should look like.
Hey girl, welcome to the Girl Behind the Hustle podcast, the podcast created to inspire entrepreneurial women to pursue their goals of building a business while creating a balanced life that they love. I'm your host, Lucretia Thomas. Each week, I'm chatting with some amazing female founders who share what it takes to build and grow a successful business while putting balance and wellness at the forefront of it all. So if you're ready, let's hear from the Girl Behind the Hustle. Hey girl, hey, thank you so much for listening to the episode today. As I was editing this podcast episode, I got the notification pop up on my phone that the Supreme Court reversed the ruling on Roe v. Wade. I went online and I posted, there's not enough sage in the world for this ish, which truly there's not. And what was shocking, but honestly very much so appreciated, was the unfollows that came immediately after. I just want to make this clear. As a platform that is by a woman and for women, this is not only a women's right issue, but it's also a human's right issue. I think we've all seen over the past 2 years what happens when we stand on the borderline of issues that we believe in. And just wanting to be honestly in line with this week's episode and choosing to bring my whole ass self to all the spaces that I occupy, I want to share a resource for people who would like to support survivors' abortions rights. Freeform is an organization that assists survivors seeking abortions. They assist with transportation, lodging, and other necessities. I will link them in the show notes so that you can check them out. Now on to this week's episode. It was a pleasure to sit down with the godmother of beauty, Margarita Arrigada. Before developing her beauty brand, Validate Beauty, Margarita spent over a decade as chief merchant of Sephora. Validate Beauty was created to pay homage to her mother's determination, courage, and spirit, with the name deriving from part of her mother's last name. Every move that Margarita has made with this brand has been very intentional, which is exactly what's needed to break in and stand out in a crowded marketplace like the beauty industry. Validate is not the typical lipstick brand at all. It's an experience, you guys. It is a gift to make each woman who holds it feel purposeful and encouraged to write their own destiny. You can immediately feel it and see the difference when you hold the gold feather covered refillable vessel in your hands. Listen in as we chat about the importance of bringing your whole self to spaces you occupy, how Validate landed in Oprah's hands, taking Validate into the NFT space with the first ever beauty launch, funding, and the Rising Latina X Beauty Grant. Let's get into the episode. Hi, Margarita. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you're able to schedule this and that we get to hear just all of your knowledge about the beauty industry, because you have so much to share, and just especially about your new project and launch. So I'm just excited to chat with you today so much. Please let our listeners know who you are, what you do, what's your hustle.
Thank you. So my name is Margarita Arriagada. I'm the founder of Validate Beauty. I am Latina, originally from Peru, South America. And my current hustle is this personal brand, beauty brand that I have, that I've created. I'm considered to be a retail and a brand development veteran. I used to work, I worked at Sephora for 12 years. And towards the end of it, I was a chief merchant there. But I started out in fashion. I've been in the home area, both on brand and retail. But my current hustle is this this expression, creative, artistic expression through my beauty brand, Valde Beauty.
And I love it. And so you're known as the godmother of beauty, of the beauty industry. And you mentioned your beginnings at Sephora. While you were at Sephora, did it ever come to you there that I would love to start, you know, a beauty brand of my own? Did you start thinking about it while you were there at this time and just working with, you know, all the partners that you guys worked with?
Yeah, actually, no. I never had aspiration to become a beauty founder, to create my own business in any way, shape, or form. I thought that I was destined for the corporate world, which is where I've spent my entire career. And I felt that I was destined to be a champion for other women. And I think that that piece of it is still very true. But I always saw myself behind the scenes, nurturing and, you know, paving the way for other people. But it was really a personal moment that I had a reflection unexpectedly that really came from, wanting to pay homage to my mother, that the seedling of a thing there, you know, was there in my gut and in my heart, and I couldn't kick it. And as I started to explore this possibility, this brand, this thought about creating a brand around it is how it surfaced. So the short answer is no, I had no idea. I sabotaged myself. I kept saying, no, this isn't something I can do. There's too many great brands. So no, it's not something that I had ever imagined.
And I love that this brand that you have created is just so amazing and wonderful and just a kind of like a homage to your mom. And I read your story about how, you know, with her putting on her lipstick, and I have, you know, the same type of story about my grandmother. And I just remember her red lipstick, and I always wear red lip for her. Can you tell people just a little bit about this story? I just find it such a beautiful story.
Yes. Yeah, my mother wore lipstick since I can remember as armor. It wasn't just the thing that she liked to do. I think she wore it defiantly. I think it gave her strength. I think it gave her confidence. And I always remember her saying to me, "You look a little pale, put on a little lipstick."
Put on a little lip.
You know, she would always say that. So, you know, put on a little lip.
You need a little lip.
You're going out like that, you know. And so it was always a thing with her. But the profound reflection was that at the end of her life, she suffered from dementia and she did not recognize me. But every time I took out that lipstick, she would perk up. And she'd pucker up ready for application, and she would look in the mirror and she would kiss the mirror, not realizing she was seeing herself in it. She saw a beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, wow, how profound that she did not remember me. And I was a good daughter, I promise you. But she never forgot how lipstick made her feel. Mm-hmm. And I just felt that narrative, that story that we all know, we all know, like you said, you have your grandmother's story. I just think that it's been lost. And I think that beauty is worthy of that level of significance. So while it's an homage to my mom, I think it's an homage to women, like, you know, all of us, you know, how resilient and strong we are. But it's also an homage to beauty, that beauty is so personal and means so much to us. And I wanted to revere that. I really wanted to celebrate that.
And I even like how you mentioned with it being her armor. And I know you have this beautiful piece behind you. And then just even like the craftsmanship with all of the details that you put into creating this product. How did you come up with like
Thank
all of these
you.
Details and you're just so intentional with it?
Thank you. When I wrote the little story, when I had this moment, and I was actually looking at a photo book and photo album I was creating for her, and she had lipstick. I wrote down this little thing that said she wore lipstick as armor, and I reflected on the armor narrative, right? And I felt that this armor narrative also needed an evolution. And so I actually registered the name armor and beauty in this space, because I feel so strongly about it. I think it's so important to us. You know, the original armor story is, you know, that, you know, many things for us are armor. For my mom, it was lipstick. For, you know, for the women, it's, you know, it's fashion. There are things that we hang on to for strength that helps, gives us a little bit of confidence. But there's also a side of it that is hiding behind armor. You know, that sometimes there are things that are crutches for us. And I'm the first to admit that sometimes our roles, you know, we allow ourselves to be defined by certain things that are armor that we hide behind. And yet at the same time, I felt that it was worthy of evolving this narrative around armor, because the reality is that I do think we have to protect ourselves as women. Mm-hmm. And we have to be self-aware, and you know, and part of that has to do with self-love, you know, that we do look out for ourselves, that we do protect our mind, that we do protect our hearts, not hide behind, but actually exerting our vulnerability, allowing ourselves to be fully ourselves, yet being protective. I do think that we've got to, you know, be on guard and understanding the nature, you know, the energy around us, you know, who's good for us, and, mm-hmm. and taking care of ourselves.
And you mentioned that.
So I wanted to explore that narrative more, which is very much Valde for sure.
And you mentioned that the name was originally going to be Armor. What happened there? What happened that led to that switch in name?
I wasn't going to name it Armor. I registered the Armor. Armor is the product concept, the vessels. Yeah, it still is. So the vessels are called armors. That's what we call them. The name actually, Valde, is the first part of my mother's Latin name, last name, Valdelomar. And I sort of stumbled into, I was checking the Latin dictionary and stumbled into the name Valde, which is the English word for very. The tagline of the brand is Very You, to encourage all of us to be our authentic selves. And so, there's a lot of purpose and intention behind every aspect that we put into the brand.
And I read somewhere that you said you want more products that have meaning and purpose, that are an extension of the person who wears them. Do you feel like you've done that with Valde?
Yes. I mean, I'd like to think very humbly that I have. This is an artistic product. It's not branded anywhere, because even though it's luxury and aspirational, I wanted the person. You know, sometimes when we buy a luxury product, we buy it because it's a status symbol, right? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's, you know, it's a way to signal, and it's a way to reward yourself and say, you know, I can do this. I want this. And, you know, and this is part of who I am. But what I wanted to celebrate is you, your authentic self. And I wanted it to be something that is an extension of you, that when you choose that armor, you're thinking about yourself, you know, which vessel is me? You know, how do I see myself? And it's my own way of signaling without the status, if you will, because I think that we are the ultimate status symbol. Mm-hmm. That's how I see ourselves, that we have, that, you know, some of us who have finally stepped into feeling confident in our own skin, don't need anything else to signal other than what is really an extension of us.
I love that so much, because it comes from within, instead of, you know, adding these things to you where you feel like, okay, well, if I have that thing, then that means now I'm arrived, or now it's luxury.
Yes.
It just comes from within.
Yes. 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 And nothing wrong with the other, because you know, you want to reward yourself. I mean, you know, I love my luxury brands as well. But coming at it from a different standpoint, that's what makes the difference, right? Mm-hmm. That you've said, you know, I am doing this for me, because I, you know, it's a reflection of who I am. It's intentional that way. Mm-hmm. That's really what I wanted. That's the path that I wanted to take with the brand.
I love that. And you've done so many unique things with this brand so far. And it's still a new brand, but you've already done, I feel like, so many unique things, one of which is with launching your NFT collection. What led to that? What made
Thank
you like,
you.
I want to do this? This is, so fresh. Such a
Thank
great
you.
idea.
Thank you. Well, for people that know me from my prior life, having been at Sephora, I've always been, I'm an explorer. I'm that person that goes where no people go. And I sort of have done this with this brand. I used to say, well, this is sort of the path least traveled. And the reality is, it's the path that nobody's traveling, not least
So
travel,
true.
nobody's traveling. And so, I mean, it's very, very, very risky. But I've always been very future oriented, because I'm so customer centric. I've always been someone, maybe because I started selling on the retail selling floor, and I've always had a connection, a human connection with, what do people want, and what are they thinking about, and in the grander scheme of things, right? That in order for me to solve problems, you kind of have to get to the heart of the matter. What are you feeling inside? And in that, for me, this exploration into the metaverse and the NFT space felt intuitive for me because it's very experiential. And not to take anything away from in real life, but I am want someone that feels things, that I'm at a higher level of emotion, and wanting that deeper connection. And I've just been a little bit fatigued with the social media space, and that it feels, it doesn't feel as authentic as what it originally was, when we discovered, these great content creators and these, social media influencers. It just felt really genuine then, and now it's very commercial. And I want to pique people's imaginations is what I want. And so this space felt for me, both the NFT and the metaverse space, felt for a way for me to storytell and to dimensionalize my brand and to be creative and imaginative, because I'm not selling function. There are beautiful lipstick brands. Nobody needs another lipstick brand. What I'm selling is an emotion, a way to say to, I want my brand to be a catalyst for deeper connection, that if I'm celebrating you, with my product, that you're going to remember, you're going to remember me, or you're going to remember the person that got it, or you're going to remember why you bought this for yourself. So I'm really selling something else. And I think that the metaverse, the imagination and the possibilities allows us to storytell and to dimensionalize the brand. And so for me, the possibility of partnering with a digital artist that I could share my story, and for them to create a digital NFT, manifesting this beautiful artwork on what the brand represented to them, to them as different artists, for me was a beautiful, beautiful thing, and a way to explore doing unique things. And so I'm very much about the future, and I humbly think that that is a future to come. I think we're very early stage, but I like things that really add value to people beyond price promotion, right? Which I'm, it's not, that's not what my brand is about.
And I can really tell, with your desires to be, connected to your customer. Is that one reason why you decided just to do D2C? I was kind of surprised by that,
Yes, I'm.
just because of being a
Yes,
Sephora from the past.
D2C. I know. People say to me, investors say to me, "What were you thinking that you wouldn't create a product specifically for Sephora?" Given how much time I spent there, but it really is because I believe that the future is different. I believe that while Sephora, and I have so much heart for Sephora, and I believe that they will be around forever, I'm interested in, what's the next? What's the evolution? And I think digital still has a lot of promise. Not to say that I won't go into retail. I happen to be in a small specialty retailer, but retail needs to evolve. And I'm very much trying to ensure that the retail partners are partners that will be thoughtful about the brand and that will be able to storytell and have that connection with the customer and be able to qualify, you know, that customer that is right for the brand. And I love the connection, the ability that we can have from a digital standpoint. Even if, you know, and it's less about numbers for me, I rather have one great customer that we can build a lifelong relationship, that we can get to know each other, as opposed to the hundreds of thousands, even though, of course, I would like my brand to be commercially successful at point in time. But it's so thoughtful and purposeful that I really have got to be very cautious about taking my time and ensuring that it's, you know, that I'm not perceived to be, you know, tone deaf. It's a very high price point and there's a reason for it, but I want people to understand, you know, what's the purpose behind it, and that I didn't just go create the most expensive lipstick just for doing that. That's not the purpose behind the brand.
What would you want someone to know if they were in a store, not in a store, but they were thinking of purchasing your lipstick and the price was the thing that they just couldn't understand? What would you want to convey to them? Like, this is why it's this price. Like, what do they need to understand about this product?
Is that this is a personal gift. It is personal. And you only know it when you experience it. And it may sound cliche, but when you experience this deeper connection, which is love, it's either self-love or that you are doing this for someone else that you think is, that you want to celebrate, right? Mm-hmm. That is significant. The reaction is priceless. That's all I can say. That reaction is, you know, that cliche reaction that you go, oh my God, that was priceless. That what mm-hmm. I just felt, what I just received, that someone honored me or that I honored myself, that reaction when you go through the entire experience, you go, oh wow, that was priceless. And then and what happens is the people that buy it will receive it, will buy it for someone else because of that emotion that they received. And that for me, which has much to do with love, which has much to do with honor, that has much to do with the significance of who we are as individuals, mm-hmm. you can't put a price on that.
And even, like you said, the gift of it, you're able to get it engraved. I mean, the packaging is gorgeous.
Yeah.
The packaging in itself is gorgeous.
And it's the gift in the of course, it's the gift in the literal sense, but it's the gift in the symbolic sense and the metaphorical sense. Mm-hmm. It's the gift. You know, it's like when you feel empowered, you know, when you have those moments in which you feel empowered, because no one can empower you, right? Only you can.
Right. So true.
Only you can empower yourself.
So true.
That is a gift, right? That is a gift. So it's not a physical thing. This happens to be a physical thing. And it mm-hmm. may be, yes, you may be receiving it in the physical sense, but the gift that I'm talking about is a gift of significance. Mm. And when you receive that from someone that, you know, might have said, it could be something simple. It doesn't have to be an armor. It could be someone simple, you know, simple. I have to share something. And I, you know, that's completely out of context, but it just happened a few minutes ago before this podcast. Yeah. We just, speaking of that event and, you know, on the NFT, we just received an award. A recognition, if you will, from Glossy for the best digital event on that Metaverse event. And I just received that.
Congratulations.
That announcement. And so we're having a moment, you know, with everybody. It's a very celebratory moment. That's a gift.
Yeah.
That's a gift. Because it's less about the award. It's more about that validation, you know, that recognition. And maybe it's just, you know, you saying to someone, you know what? You're incredible. You have immense talent. And what my brand wants to be able to say to women is, we are so much more. We are so capable. We are just so incredible. the potential that we have, to do. And my brand allows me the platform to be able to shower you with that every single day.
Oh, I love
not,
that.
Not every once in a while, but every single day. That's the gift that we want. That's the gift that we want to impart, whether you buy the brand or not.
I love that. You've done a couple unique things as well with your marketing. Everything about this to me has been just very unique, like with studying it and just learning more about your company. But with the marketing rollout, you did something. I read that you put aside 100K for your marketing budget. A lot of companies.
Well, I put aside money to invest in the brand for sure. This was a brand because it is luxury, that I had to put money aside. Not that I spent $100,000 in one, program, campaign per se, but I did put money aside when I launched the brand so that I could, so that I could do things like, this event in the metaverse and some other things.
Yeah. I just think that's really important. I think a lot of times when people launch businesses, the thing that they sometimes overlook is that marketing, the marketing piece that really goes into it and just making sure you have a nice budget set aside for that so that you can roll out things and launch and, reach and become more visible when you're launching a new product or launching your new company.
Yeah. I mean, at the beginning, I certainly did not spend, I want to make real clear, I didn't spend $100,000 in a year. I had to earmark a budget that would last me a few years. And the thinking for me was that, you need to test. I'm a brand that's about the future. And I didn't want to take a page out of the conventional approach to here's how you market a beauty brand, particularly a brand that is intentional, particularly a brand that is in the luxury space. Yet I don't have the awareness of most luxury brands, right? Most luxury brands are fashion houses or the brands that have been around for 100 years, or the youngest brands are, 15, 20 years old. It's a tough space to crack. And because you want to be true to your brand, you have to try different things. And maybe you try the media buy, maybe you try the influencer thing. You have to try different things to see what fits well, and that takes money. So I think that you need a little bit, particularly in my position, the brand, you need a little bit of an investment to figure out what's going to work for you.
Another really cool thing I read that you did with marketing was you gave out 300 sets to friends and to people you knew, of course. And then even one of them landed in Oprah's hands.
Well, I certainly gifted her with it. I'm not sure that's for, but yeah, she was, she was gracious, and that she loved the product. I think that my biggest marketing, to be perfectly honest, is my product. The moment you experience it, there is this wow moment. And so while a lot of brands may invest in media buy or have larger budgets for different things, for me, putting it into people's hands is my best marketing.
It's like, if I can get it into their hands, I know that they will feel what I want them to feel from this brand and have that connection to it.
Exactly. Because holding it, it's weighty. It's very ergonomic, and we worked really, really hard on the design. It is, the shape of it is inspired by the female torso.
That's so beautiful.
It has 250 feathers carved into it. And so when you feel it, it's unconventional to have launched a shape like this without having tried it. So I really, really needed to nail it. But the moment you feel it in your hand, you feel that something is substantial and purposeful.
Have you felt supported along your journey of growing your business? And where have you sought support?
Yes, I have. you know, this is, and most especially from the Latinx community. It's something that I'm very proud of, you know, coming into myself and, you know, I myself, I'm trying to walk the talk of this brand adage that it is about being very you. The reality is that I launched the brand. The inspiration was a celebration of my mom and how very her she was. She was so comfortable in her skin and she thrived. And then I realized in the process of creating the brand and, you know, and overcoming fears and self-doubt and so many aspects that I really doubted myself and my ability to really go through this. And I realized that I myself had not stepped into my authentic self. And so, and part of that was really honoring, you know, my Latina background and my heritage, which I am now, you know, super proud to step into. And the Latina community has been so supportive. But women in general, you know, it is, I am not your typical beauty brand that is, you know, doing the cool, funky things for, to do them because the narrative is just such an important piece and qualifying who that customer is that has lived enough to understand that they want more purpose in their life and they're being more thoughtful and conscious about honoring self or their consumption. You know, that it's a different path. And so, but I think that the audience that I have, however small, is a very qualified audience. It's a very engaged audience. So we do feel supported.
Love that. And I know statistics continue to show that women, businesses launched by women, especially women of color, are consistently underfunded. How have you been able to secure funding? Any challenges that you've experienced? Any advice you would give to someone looking to secure funding?
Yeah, you know, the reality is I didn't even try to get funding. I just didn't because I'm so aware. I have had offers. I'm fortunate enough to have had offers. I'm well connected in the beauty industry. And so I'm humbled to have been offered support. I haven't accepted it. Quite frankly, because I know I'm super self-aware that this concept that I've created is very risky. And I don't want to put that risk on anyone else other than myself in order to vet. Most brands that launch out there are less risky. What I'm doing is very, very risky. And I know why. I'm trying to influence a less is more approach. I'm trying to influence people being thoughtful. I'm trying to influence a change that really dignifies the beauty space that says, you know, beauty is worthy of more, not just to, for higher price point sake, but to say, yeah, this is important for women. And I think that done correctly, women will, you know, people, anyone will spend the money if done correctly. And so I know that that's risky and I'm willing to, you know, to be the guinea pig in it. But beyond that, there is not enough funding and certainly not enough of it for women of color. There's not enough for women and certainly less for women of color and within that for the Latinx community. And so, you know, my advice is that I want to be a voice for it. And I'm using this platform as a brand, being an industry veteran, as a platform to support, to gain help, to understand why not, and the opportunity that there is in supporting our communities because we over-index in our consumption. Mm-hmm. Women of color over index and support, and we return that investment. So, you know, funding that is received by women of color, the Latina community, you're going to get that 99%. You're going to get it back because we are so intentional about what we're doing as entrepreneurs. You know, my advice is, you know, to not give up. I think that we are, particularly in the Latinx community, we're at the cusp of having a major voice. And my wish and my dream is that we can, in the cumulative, be a stronger voice to take a page out of the Black community. And you know, and through the last few years, you know, this evolution that we can be stronger as a community, help each other out, and make up for some lost time. And so I think what is happening in the Latinx community is that each of us are working on our own. And, you know, we're fighting, we're hustling on our own. And I think what we need to do is we need to band together, collaborate, and say, how can I help you? Mm-hmm. Share the knowledge, share the resources, bring everybody else along. Okay, I got the money. Now how do I help someone else? Pay it forward, pay it backwards, pay it sideways. We have to do this, you know, in order to lift the tide for everyone and for us to be heard. I think that the common narrative that we all have is that we want to see that beauty space be more inclusive as what reality is. That's the way the brand mix and the assortment should look like. We should be able to see ourselves well represented, and we have to bring everyone along with it. My advice would be, you know, I think that brand founders really need to be true to themselves and be very self-aware of what this journey looks like, because, you know, there's funding, the money is there, mm-hmm. but we've got to be very assertive on and bold as to the unique point of differentiation and the value add that we're going to bring to the community overall in order to be heard by the, you know, by the people that are holding the purse strings.
And I know you just recently announced your semifinalists for the beauty grant that you launched. Can you tell us a little bit about the grant and everything that you hope to achieve with that? I think it's an amazing opportunity, as we've spoken about, getting funding and getting, you know, the money in the right hands.
Thank you. So I very humbly, I used that campaign launch that we did in the metaverse, earmarking all the net proceeds to be able to support beauty entrepreneurs, creatives, and artists. And I wanted this first grant to be earmarked specifically for the Latinx community in gratitude for the support that I have received and in recognition of the lack of funding that there is, because even though there's a pool of funding that is, you know, happening out there for women of color, the reality is that there's not funding that is being earmarked for the Latinx community, which I think was a miss, because we are nuanced, and we need to be able to identify, you know, how do we help within the nuances that we have? How do we help each other out? And so I earmarked out of that NFT project a $10,000 grant, and I was super humbled. And grateful to have received over $200,000 worth of sponsorship. And in addition to mentorship, which is just as important as the financing, is to be able to have the mentorship, the level of expertise. And so we've got incredible judges, we have incredible mentors, incredible sponsors. And these three finalists that were identified really represent, you know, they wear their heart on their sleeve, and they've done a great job of, across the board, what every single applicant said is, we're doing this because we want to see ourselves represented, because either we're not understood in the beauty space. It's not about tokenism. It really is about understanding the nuances in our culture, how we are spoken to, how we are represented, and the types of products that, you know, that are really needed in order to solve, you know, in the beauty space. And it could, you know, it could have to do with skin tone and having to do with skin discoloration or hair needs, you know, all these mm-hmm. different things that are just so important that you being in your skin, do you really fully understand what that needs to be like? And so I'm super pleased to be able to offer my personal mentorship, this grant, and also to be a voice to helping the community come together.
I love it so much. I can't wait to see who the finalists, who takes it home.
Yes, it'll be announced on January 24th. We're going to do an IG Live. But I also need to tell you that a donor came up, was super inspired, and offered the other finalists $5,000 each.
That's awesome.
As a cash grant. And so all three finalists are winners.
That's amazing. That's awesome. Now, I love what you said too about the importance of kind of being your authentic self, because when we bring our authentic selves to the marketplaces as founders of these companies, then we can really tap into knowing ourselves. And because I know myself, I know what my community needs. And I need to be able to convey that value and convey our needs so that you can see, like, this is necessary. This is necessary in the market space. We need this.
Totally. And the customer's ready for it. I mean, we're just seeing these finalists. They already, you know, they have an audience, they have a community. One of them has not even launched a product yet, and the customer is engaged. And so, I think that this is a moment, to happen in within our community that is long overdue, as so much of an opportunity that we have, for women of color in general. We still have so much, a long way to go.
As a beauty brand, what should someone not forget when they're launching their beauty brand? What do they want to make sure that they take care of?
Their customer. That they need to live and die by that customer. I think that often we are so fixated on all the tactical things that, we need to do, because it does feel like a tsunami, right? You've got a lot of people coming at you, and you have lots of buckets of things. You have to create content, and you have to do the press, and you've got to do you have to validate that formula, and mm-hmm. the supplier. There's just so many, many things. Nothing as important as your customer. Nothing is important, even if it's, and you have to treat every single customer as one. Like is it the world, because the world evolves around them. Mm-hmm. That every single customer is a human being, and they may be going through a lot, and you could make a significant difference to just that one. I think we're just too fixated on the numbers.
Yeah.
And no, every single customer is a human being that is waiting to just be gifted from you. And that doesn't mean a freebie, a free product. It means that important significance that they want to, and which means that they know they're being heard from you, mm-hmm. that you get them. That's the gift.
What's something you wish you knew before you started, or when you got started with creating your beauty brand?
I mean, I think I did know that building a community was important. I thought that it was hard for me to do it without the product. So I did know that. And I was very much, I launched in the middle of pandemic, at the peak of pandemic, at the end of 2020, with a lip product when everybody was wearing masks, and with a high-end product in the middle of the, worst economic time in history. So
talk about pushing forward, being resilient, tapping into all of that, right?
Oh my God. And I just had to get it done. I just had to get through that. And what I want you to know is that, I was scared to death. I was just so scared to death. I was waking up in the middle of the night, in a cold sweat. I couldn't wait anymore. Everybody kept saying, just wait for the pandemic to be over. Well, look, it's not over. We're living in it. This is the new normal.
We didn't know.
And people kept saying, just wait. This is not the right time to launch. And I had so many fears that I had to overcome that I thought, I can't do it. I can't wait anymore. It's like, you know, it's that roller coaster ride. Like, I'm getting on it, and I'm jumping. and the moment that I did, that day that I launched, I breathed. I breathed because I felt that independent of the success of the brand, that I had accomplished something significant for me, that I had grown, that I had stretched, that I had done this for me, and that this was so important for me. This was such a great learning, and I felt so empowered, and I didn't know that. Nobody told me that. So I think that you've got to, you know, my advice is, yes, I think you have to learn. And then I think you have to have that conversation with yourself, which is what I did. I did not listen, and I launched like a rocket ship. And I thought, okay, it'll be what it'll be. I'm letting go, and I'm letting life, you know, happen with the best of intentions. And, you know, and I luckily, I mean, I was well received. You know, I was so scared of being of the backlash of like, who in the heck does this woman think she is? And so I had to put my heart and soul out there for people to know, no, I'm doing this because I love women's potential. I loved my mother, you know, all our mothers, our grandmothers. I love who we are as women. And I love the beauty industry, and I just wanted the opportunity to express that.
And I think you've done definitely just that with your product, for sure. This part of the show is called The Real Deal Behind the Hustle. What is a quote, verse, or mantra that keeps you encouraged?
I'm a little bit of a spiritual being. And so for me, because I've always been so insecure, you know, I've really leaned on my faith, and I certainly leave, this is a faith project for me. For me, that mantra quote is a scripture that says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And it is a Dorothy mantra for me. I click my heels and I go, you know, I can do this. I can do this.
How many prayers have I prayed? Was the prayer. Like, that was a complete prayer. And then I just had to do the thing.
That's the scripture.
Shaking. That's the scripture. And, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's that
yes,
feeling. Yes, it's like, yes, shaking in your boots. And me. You just say it and you just go for it and do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
It certainly is an important affirmation, right? It's all those things in mm-hmm. one for me. It's an affirmation. I can do this, you know, through Christ's security. I can do this. I can do this. And I hang on to it. It's it for me. It's everything.
What is a tool or app that helps you manage your life or your work that you could not live without?
Listen, there is this new app. So I will tell you what, you know, I'll caveat with saying it's relatively new. But I have hope and faith because, you know, I'm a creative person and I'm a structured individual. And so I need to capture those idea moments and, you know, and I need to be able to write those notes and or whatever. And I've, you know, obviously been doing that on my phone or I'll see a piece of content that I want, or I need to write down this idea, or I read this article and or whatever. There is this new app called Notion that I think has a lot of potential that allows you to. Okay. Yeah. And so it's a little buggy on certain things. It's mm-hmm. a little buggy on certain things that I'm hoping, you know, will get fixed, but I think it has potential.
Yeah. Notion is,
I love that it can aggregate all this.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it's so funny because when you were starting to talk about it, I was like, I wonder if she's talking about Notion. Because that's how I use it, writing out all my little jots of ideas and find an article you can paste it here, come back to it later.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What book should every girl behind the hustle read?
This is a little bit of a spiritual thing. It's not a biblical thing, but this is something I never knew before that I think only in the last 7 years, me coming out of stepping out of the corporate world and leaning into being my authentic self and have realized, and a woman of faith, I'm a woman of faith, have just realized, I don't think I ever connected the dots, and probably having read every self-help book and business book, because I'm a geek on absorbing knowledge. Knowledge is power for me. So if there's, you know, a new way to do things, I want to know about it. But I don't think that there's been enough narrative around the mighty mind, body, spirit connection as a tool for business. You know, that, you know, for understanding, you know, we understand it from a wellness aspect and, you know, for a well-being aspect, but I don't think we have ever really understood the power that we have on creating wealth. And I don't mean wealth, just money, but fulfillment, you know, and aligning for drawing the things that aren't meant for you in your destiny that eventually can result in wealth. I don't think that we talk about that enough. And I stumbled into a book called Abundance by Deepak Chopra, which is, the subtitle of it is, you know, The Inner Path to Wealth. And it makes that mind, body, soul, you know, connection so powerful and strong in a very tactical way that has to do with wealth creation. And so I think as business people, we often don't realize how much we have in our toolbox by just going into our inner self and understanding what we can tap, because we've been created as individuals with purpose. This entire universe has created to align for us and to be utilized. And we often don't. We think of all these tactical things that you need to do to outsmart the whatever, you know, very rational things, which are fine. And I think that they're needed. But I think that there is just so much more to be tapped in and being able to create a higher level of awareness and all of who we are for wealth creation.
That's good. I'll have to check that book out for sure. Do you have a song that you like to listen to before a meeting or to kick off your workday?
I mean, typically the songs that I, you know, when I'm getting ready for a meeting, or, you know, or to do something that gets me out of my comfort level, which is most things, you know, I typically need something that will help me feel strong. And for me, my anthem is this, you know, not surprisingly, it's this gospel singer, Tasha Cobbs. The song is, and I have it, you know, I have it on repeat because it really just strengthens me. It just gives me into the space of, you know, understanding that I've got, you know, a God that is taking care of me and I fear nothing. And the song is called You Know My Name by Tasha Cobbs, you know,
yeah, it's a beautiful, song.
Beautiful gospel singer. And it just, you know, it puts me in the space, you know, that I feel like I can conquer and I'm less concerned about outcomes. But that's typically my go-to song in the morning as I get ready to meditate and, you know, and be in prayer.
Love that. What do you want people to know about the woman behind the hustle?
You know, that that I really care, that I want to impact, that I'm here to impact. You know, I would love it if my brand did well, but the most important thing is that I could touch someone, that I could encourage and help someone realize how incredible we are and the potential that we have, and that in that process I'm being myself. That I am someone that has struggled a lot with insecurities, and I still do. This that I'm doing right now is hard, But we can do hard things and we can thrive and we can fly and be being incredible. And I'm a poster child for it. So.
Okay. And fill in the blank. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
My name is, as in Margarita. Mm-hmm. Is that what you mean?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. My name is, and one truth about the hustle is.
Yeah. My name is Margarita, and one truth about the hustle is that it's very real. It's very, very real.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Margarita. It's been such a pleasure chatting with you today. Please let everyone know how they can connect with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm humbled and I'm honored. I appreciate the opportunity. My handle on social is, my brand's handle is at Velde Beauty for Instagram and Twitter. We're in the Twitter space a lot. And for my personal is at Margarita Arriagada.
Awesome. Such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening to the show today. If you love this show, please review, rate, and subscribe to the podcast and share it with someone who you know needs to hear it. You can stay connected with the community on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Girl Behind the Hustle. And shoot me an email if there's something you'd like for us to discuss on the podcast at heygirl@girlbehindthehustle.com. And you can become part of the community at girlbehindthehustle.com. Until next time, remember, life is not just about the hustle. Go out and live a little.